Hello, 96 Question fans. I know we missed you last week, and we apologize for that. I hope you all had a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays. But today, we're going to make up for it. We're going to ask a bunch of different questions. All of them being funny. And you better laugh. Let's go. If you were to enjoy a candlelight dinner with one teammate, who would it be and why?
A candlelight dinner. I would say Boone. You know, he puts on a really tough exterior. You know, he acts like he's a real tough guy. But I think when it comes down to it, he's a very sappy, romantic kind of, soft guy.
Are you calling Boone soft?
I mean, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying when it comes down to a one-on-one candlelit steak dinner, maybe he has the salmon. I'm just saying that I think he'll smooze me, smooze me. How do you say it? Smooze? Smooze?
Snuggle?
Not snuggle. All right. This is...
If you were to choose one guy on this team to have a candlelight dinner with, who would it be and why?
Man. Yeah, I would say Sean Hill.
Sean Hill, and why?
I just really enjoy spending time with Sean. He's very thoughtful. He's very caring. I feel like he would put on a great candlelight dinner.
How do you think dessert would go?
You'd probably have to ask him.
If you were to go to dinner with a group of guys on this team, who would be the one that most likely have the alligator arms when the check comes?
Right now, it would be Willie Beavers. Let's see, but on a serious note, who would I think would do something like that? You know what? And it's weird, too, because he's the main one to talk about money. I think Cantrell's kind of like that, for real.
Cantrell Brothers.
I think he kind of got alligator arms, for real.
What gives you that impression?
I don't know, man. It's just something about the way he operates and moves. I used to hang out with him a little bit, and, sometimes friends cover each other's things or whatever. Like, we at Chipotle, we right after each other. Oh, I got you, something like that. So when we first got here as rookies, we at Chipotle, I got you. Whenever he would order first, I'd be behind him. He was like, oh, these separate. Nah, we good. And I was like, and I thought it was nothing, but then I was just like, time and time again, this came through. What's up, Cantrell?
Now, if you were ever to be stuck on a plane for 6 hours, who would you least like to be seated next to?
I'll say Xavier Rose.
Why Xavier?
Because Xavier talk too much sometimes. Him and Captain, I would never want to sit beside those two guys because they just sit back there and just talk and talk. And I caught myself going to sleep one time, and I woke up, they were still talking. I was like, is this true or am I dreaming? But then I got up and, knew it was real life, and those two guys were still talking. And I was like, guys, I'm tired. I've been stuck on a plane for 6 hours. Why is you still talking? How do you got that much to say?
If you were to choose one guy in this locker room to have a candlelit dinner with, who would it be and why?
Dale.
Why Dale?
Because I love Dale.
Zach Lime. Yes. Question A, B, or C?
C.
C. If you were to go to dinner with the team, who would be most likely to have alligator arms when the check comes?
I would say Adam Thielen.
Adam Thielen. Why Adam?
He's a real good guy. I think he would take care of his family with him, but I think he would push me forward if there was a check in the middle of the table. So I think my arms would grow.
And his would shrink.
Yeah. That's just who I am.
If you were to go to dinner with one guy in here, which one would be most likely to have the alligator arms to pay the check?
Everson Griffin?
I didn't pay for the check.
I'm playing. I'm messing. I knew you was right there.
Check in Seattle?
I know. I'm messing with you.
God.
I knew you was right there putting on lotion, bro. I can't mess with you.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Griff, I knew you was
right. Are you kidding me?
Griff, I knew you was right there.
Are you kidding me?
I'm playing.
Okay, I see how you are. Yeah, that's cool.
Griff, I'm playing, bro. I knew you were standing right there.
Can you tell
out my seat? No, we're doing an interview.
Thank you.
God.
Yeah, he's hot. I did it on purpose, but no, nah, I would definitely not pick Everson. I did it because he was putting on lotion over there. Now he's smelling. Now he's mad at me.
If you could choose one guy on this team to have a candlelight dinner with, who would it be and why?
What kind of question is that? But I'm going to go with I think I'm going to go with Harrison. Harrison, he's a very intimate guy, you know. He likes drinking wine, and, you know, he likes chilling, you know. I think we have a good time just talking and drinking some wine, yeah.
Thank you, Ev.
Thank you.
All right, 96 Questions fans. I hope you guys had a wonderful year with us this year. I know things didn't always end up the way that we all planned them to end up. But just know we fought our hearts out for y'all each and every week. And I poured my heart into this show as well to hopefully make you guys laugh, give you a little insight on our guys, and help you understand what we're all about. Thank you.